This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Somebody, like, he knows someone's carrying drinks back to the table.
So Wolf walked by one of these guys.
Look at that.
And then back up. He had his empty wrappers and pop size
noodles.
And he would, like, toss it.
And then he would say, I'm so sorry.
And then he called, like, a police or a newspaper source.
Let me get you.
What is that?
Yeah.
And what is that?
And then he's like, that's my size
noodle.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
never. Right.
Exactly.
Help me, Jakey. I'm there. Got me so bad, help me, save me. If I'm real, tell me what the fuck to do.
Tell me.
Headgum, if I were you, show. If I'm real, tell me what the fuck to do.
Tell me.
Jimmy Solo.
John Wolf shove a bystander, an innocent bystander.
Whoa, okay. Weezer parody mashup by Jackson. Murph and Emily, what are your thoughts?
I really liked all the chatting up top, and I wish that it had continued.
Yeah, that's
no
like
music,
the...
all just a remix of us talking over each other.
That'd be funny, a sweater song parody where it's just the chatter at the party for 4 minutes.
It's
and
just
the
getting a ride.
It is crazy that song is good, right? That the sweater song is good?
Yeah. Because it
it's
starts
so
like
chatting.
That.
Right.
Well, that's how it starts.
That's right. How it starts.
Well, but it's also the verses are chatting.
All the verses are that. Or, like, leading into it.
Oh, man, baby, goddamn. You mean that part?
No, but then after the verse chorus, they chat again.
Oh, yeah. The chatting is sort of like the background music.
The chatting is the verse.
The chatting is the meat. My point is that there should be more chatting in songs.
Wait, isn't
I hate the chorus. I hate the part about the sweater.
It's getting in the way. I was in this conversation. You took me out of it. I want to get back.
Yeah. Like, they're getting a ride to the party, but, like, what's the root?
Where Weezer went wrong was no all chat sweater song.
That was written by some guy named Jackson, whose name on Instagram is Jax1 and then an underscore at the end, which is very rare. You rarely see the ending underscore of a username.
Yeah,
unless it's like someone who's creating a new username to harass you.
Yeah.
And you gotta really get it. You really gotta experiment with where you put underscores to, like, once they keep getting banned and
right.
they make new,
like,
ones.
If you're just trying to harass, like, just trying to troll somebody, you're not like, this username is taken. You're not like going backspace. I'll come up with a new one. You're just like, all right, fine. I'll
you're not like, what are my interests? What was okay? So I harassed them using my birth year, 85. Maybe I'll do 87. That's when my sister was born.
Yeah.
I'm pretty anti underscore in general. I never want to say underscore as part of like somebody's username. That's hard to say it.
I hate it when you, like, upload a file and there's spaces in it, and then it just gives you a bunch of fucking underscores, and you're like, That's not what I called this vial, but that's what you're calling this vial.
It seems like underscore was invented for computers. Like, what was an underscore used for?
I mean, it's kind of a way to, like, spice up your username or, like, change it without changing it too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's the underlined blank.
Yeah.
But I guess for whatever reason, you can't have a blank.
Do you guys think that there are any children who have been born that have an underscore in their birth name.
Whoa. Wow. That's cool because then you give your kid the honor of having their true Gmail name.
Why?
Well, because nobody's going to have like Mike, but M_I_K_E.
I mean, as
why not just give him a weird name?
Well, because you want to call him Mike.
But with four underscores,
three
you can't even take an SAT because there's no bubble for it.
Yeah, birth certificates are like a government thing. You need to have letters in your name.
What about
at is
a good question because it's like @Emily. Could that be your name at this point?
Your Twitter handle can't be your name.
Or it'd be awesome if it was like Risa, but like it was an R, but then like an exclamation point, and then a dollar sign, and then an at sign.
Yeah, like Kesha, but with a dollar sign.
Right.
Or Risa.
Can you do that?
So like, you were thinking of a word that had an S in it, and the name was Risa?
Can your legal name have a number? Can your legal name have a number and a character in it?
No.
Why not?
Because you already can.
All right, like, what about your Gmail password?
Done it before.
Can your Gmail password?
No one's done it, but that's...
Your Gmail password has to.
But your name can't? How is that fair?
Can we all reveal our Gmail passwords on today's show?
Is that crazy?
6969-6933.
@risa.com.
@risa.com.
Murph and Emily, you guys haven't been on the show since you... made your D&D podcast with Jake.
We think we were hyping it perhaps.
Yeah, I remember Murph trying to convince Jake to get into D&D on our show.
And I thought you guys came on to talk about the show.
I think we came on to get hyped about it because we were all pumped. And I remember looking at a mirror and feeling bad for him.
Which is normal. That could have been any episode, though.
Yeah, that was actually 5 years ago.
You guys are basically...
And we weren't recording a podcast.
Murph is like a nerd zombie, and he infected you, and now you love D&D ever since Murph came around.
No.
Murph is a bad influence.
It was in Jake all along, I think, is the problem.
Oh, and Murph just released it.
Yeah.
Murph, like, planted the seed that grew and overtook me.
And now you're so into it. You love it the most.
I am super into it. I love D&D.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
You guys play for hours.
What allows you to get nerdy about it is that you can play a character who is super cool and buff and great. So it's nerdy, but it's a like an appreciation of coolness.
Right. Which is why he's a bully, basically. Hardwin is, right? But he's like a football jock.
I feel so immune to like people teasing me about D&D because like, Hardwin Sherfoot is 6'6". rippling muscles, amazing hair, awesome beard. He carries three axes and a pickaxe, and he like chops people's heads off. Like,
so he's making fun of me, and he'll actually come after you.
Like, make fun of me all you want. Hardwin's awesome.
Isn't that what like nerds were doing in the 80s? Where it was like, let's fucking get home and play and like become these awesome people that we're not in real life.
Yeah, for sure.
It's literal fantasy.
I think the cool thing about D&D is that like people's characters end up being like distillations into like what they think is cool.
It's
like
not
we're not playing around and everybody is 6'6" and like ripped. Like
I'm 34 triple D.
Just whatever you want to be. Caldwell is what?
Caldwell's like a Boy Scout.
Caldwell's character is basically a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
But it's also, Caldwell's very into, like, anime and stuff, and his character is very much so, like, I will do best by my family! Like,
got it.
That kind of thing. So it's not necessarily who you want to be, but it might be what you think is funny, or, like, what, some sense of yourself.
And Murph is
there.
Like a 200-year-old elf that sounds like Hulk Hogan. Or Randy Savage.
I can't even, like, because whenever we do live shows, people are always like telling me to be on the D&D podcast for a couple episodes. And I'm like, what's my version of like the what's my like fantasy version of myself? Well, what do I have? What do I need?
Sometimes you just take something that you like want more of in your life. Like, for example, like I would love to have huge tits and I love mushrooms. Okay. So I play.
Guys, knock it off. Emily's telling me something serious.
A really fertile elf who like can become a mushroom and shit like that.
Got it.
So you like think of something that you're like, oh, like some of it is like, some of it is like aspirational, but then some of it is also like just something that you really like and want to like get into.
Yeah.
But do you have any superheroes you like or anything? Like, let's fucking scratch. Let's
mine
just
are like,
scratch the surface.
Mine are like, my superheroes are like professional basketball players, but that wouldn't exist in like Bohemia, would it?
Well, you could be like a real athletic type.
But isn't that like a hard one?
You could be different.
You could be different.
You'd have to be different.
Actually, could I just be like Hard One's ugly twin?
Hard One has no family.
Yeah. No, hey, you forgot about me. I'm Roger Sherfoot.
Wow, you actually had a really good childhood. And,
yeah, no, we were fine.
No, I'm the bastard of the mountain.
You were lying about everything.
Who, Hard One? Yeah. No, it's all steroids. He was 5'2".
Jesus, man.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron James is kind of your, no, Kobe is your hero.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant. But what is he like?
He could be like a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that? There was a cartoon like back in the like 80s or 90s. Well, there were a million of them where they were like video games come to life. But there was one where like there was a basketball player who had like a magic basketball. But there was also that sports all-star show with like Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan and stuff.
And Bo Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, and Michael All-Stars. Jordan, I believe, had a magic basketball.
You could do something. Like, couldn't he invent like a sport that they play up in the north of Bohemia?
Absolutely.
And like, you are the star of this
sport. Yeah, because you could use your magic basketball like a ranged weapon. So basically Murph would take like a bow and arrow, but then like turn it into a basketball and you could.
But is there a basketball in Bohemia, or is it like
not basketball proper, but it would be a sport like we could figure out essentially a way to make like Quidditch, but less nerdy, because you'd want it to be more like basketball, so you'd want it to be a little bit more. There's what?
There's shovel ball.
It feels like Bohemia would have.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it feels like there would be some sort of
like a rugby type
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or can I go the complete opposite and be like the Albert Einstein?
That's what I was thinking for you. I was thinking if you were some kind of like wizard.
Yeah, like a Jewish wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam Conover was on the show and his character was essentially Orc Frasier. He was just a very smart orc.
Oh, that's pretty good. Just
he
like
was a
comedian.
Very smart orc who we like went back to his apartment and he had like jazz playing.
Or can I be like a dumbass? Like, can I be Homer Simpson?
Yeah, you can literally have like 5 intelligence and be like much stupider than a normal
person. What if
person?
You were just like a really, really lucky person who was a huge fucking idiot, but like was
that
so
that is very Homer, yeah.
You're not even talking about my character anymore. You're just talking about me.
I like that we are scratching the itch though. Like,
yeah, there's something there. Homer, basketball.
Yeah, because even
Einstein.
I think like following sort of the Adam Conover route of doing like an Orc Frasier, I think like finding a kind of a character trope or a character that you like and then like making a fantasy version of that.
I almost have to do the voice first because I'm very limited in the voices I can do. So like I don't want to choose.
It's kind of an afterthought though.
So are you guys putting on, is it like completely different voice or is it just like
Emily's voice feels like you almost have like a southern accent.
I like
you have
slip
like a twang.
In and out of it. But no, but, like when we're recording I'll like really like I'll just start talking like that a little more. Yeah.
Are you from the South at all?
No, I'm from upstate New York.
Are you? You do have like a little country in your accent.
Everyone thinks I'm from the Midwest though. I think there must be something about upstate New York that sounds like Midwest.
Right.
But like, so like Moonshine's voice has like a twang.
Yeah.
And Hard One's voice is just my voice except deeper. And Beverly is Caldwell's voice except higher, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like slight changes. And I just do like tough guy voice.
Yeah.
Or like
nerdy.
Not tough guy voice.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Tough guy and nice guy. All right. Well, we'll keep thinking about it.
Lady voices are like whisper.
Yeah. Just talk, I don't know, like this.
Yeah.
Just like all women do. Murph, but whispering. But what is this? This is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. It's an advice show. Me and Jake host it. Murph and Emily are on it. And we're just having fun.
We're just hanging out and having fun.
You guys want to try to answer some questions since we're already here?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Do you have a good one that you found, Jake, that you definitely want me to answer? He sent these to me earlier today.
Give me the title of the second one that I sent you.
She's always right, right?
I don't remember that one.
Should I tell my friend he's bald?
Oh, yeah, let's go there.
All right. This is a British lady's name. So, Emily, do you have a British lady's name?
Oh, Skahoofin.
Wow.
Speaking of coming up with names, that's another fun part of D&D. You could play Skahoofin or Risa.
Skahoofin.
Did you guys have it planned already, or you came up with it like via improv and then it just has to stick for years?
The names?
Yeah.
I put a ton of thought into mine. When I wanted to do Surefoot because I wanted a guy that had like really good feet that didn't hurt.
Glass.
But when I first came up with Surefoot, I wanted him to be like a lithe, small, like really fast, like
a triathlete or something.
Yeah, like an Ironman guy. And then I think when I came up with the name Hard One, I was like, no, he's going to be huge.
Yeah, mine are always like I like distill like two. It's I feel like you name it and you like kind of come up with like the character more from the name. Like I knew I wanted to be into mushrooms and I knew I wanted to be like a southern girl, so it became Moonshine Sybin.
Yeah,
but also because like I wanted to name her Sweetie something, and Murph was like, "No, that's a joke name," and I was like, "I think Sweetie's a good name."
Sweetie is silly.
Sweetie is good, but Moonshine is definitely
Moonshine.
Moonshine is so good.
Okay, so Skahoofin.
Do you do a good British accent by any chance?
I have no clue.
An awful one.
All right, I was just hoping.
I can give it a shot, though.
You want to give it a shot, British lady writing this email? Read this in a British accent?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
All right.
This might be a big failure. What do British people sound like?
That's always a good thing to tell yourself right before doing it.
British. Who's British?
Hugh Grant. Okay. It starts with a howdy. How the heck do you say howdy? Howdy.
Nice.
Riddle me this, my homies. I'm but a simple UK lass who enjoys saying things like howdy. Is that cultural appropriation? I guess that's a question for another day. Now, recently I went up on a hike with our friendly Welsh neighbour, Snowdon. It's a goddamn mountain. We're hardcore. Now, on the way up, my partner in crime would find himself gasping for breath, spraying out sweat. Sorry.
Classic.
Spraying out sweat and generally making a sickening mess of himself. At one point, he had to get down on the floor and rest. What a wimp! However, this was when I noticed he seems to be balding slightly at the crown of his head. We're both 27, but we are also both people who are quite terrified of aging and still huge kids at heart. I know that when people have commented before on him looking older, he's found this quite upsetting. If you were this jabroni, would you rather be told about this bald spot now so you can catch things early on with creams and shit that keep your hair on?
Creams.
He might be shocked and a little upset initially, but might be happier in the long run if he can treat it now. Or would you rather not know and only find out when it's really noticeable, at which point you're further down the line of looking like Larry David and need to do something and need to do more to look like a wispy Johnny Bravo? Should I maybe comment to his girlfriend and ask her to bring it up? Or should I perhaps just kill him before he has a chance to get bald? As a side note, I know you divas are always thinking that there's something sexual in everything. You damn sexy pervert. But I'm engaged to my fiancé. That's how engagements tend to work, admittedly. And me and her are happy as balls. Much love, Ass breath Mick fuck face. P.S. You guys used one of my songs in the past, which was a Circle of Life parody. Thank you for that. It made my week. My artist name is Danny Steele, and you gave me a shout out, and I admittedly got a little starstruck. Also, in case you re-listen to this song, my voice is deep in it because I'm a damn proud trans motherfucker. I just didn't know it at the time.
Whoa. Okay. A lot of twists and turns in the PS. Yeah,
I did not read that far down, actually.
It's like, I was on a hike with a guy. By the way, he is a girlfriend. By the way, I'm engaged. By the way, I'm trans and didn't know it at the time. Anyway, should I tell him he's balding?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think my first reaction is like, he's so scared of aging. Like, you don't need to be scared of aging, right?
Yes, that's true.
Well, you don't need to be scared of anything. You just are scared of growth.
Well, you kind
of
like need to be scared of something.
Taxes.
Well, that's, there's like, there's survival in being afraid of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but aging, you're saying, is not necessary.
I guess like the visual aging, like don't be scared of that. Be scared of your organs shutting down. Be scared slow degradation of the processes that keep you alive.
At first, I was definitely like, no, don't say anything. It's crazy to want to say anything. But you can, I do have friends who have used creams and shit.
And it helps.
And it does
pills?
Help.
Yeah. Isn't it pills? Help. Wait, does it grow back or does it just stop?
What is the...
I have a friend who uses it, and he used one that started with a P. It was like Propecia.
And it's a cream?
It's like Propecia, a cream stuff.
Yes, it was Propecia.
But that's a
he
pill,
used
right?
Propecia.
Propecia's a pill. And
but he didn't like the side effects of it.
Which is
so
what?
Now it made him pee a lot in the middle of the night.
Okay. Pee on his head.
Yeah. And which made it grow.
That's amazing.
Watering the garden. Yeah. But then now he just does creams.
And the creams help?
Yeah.
I think there's different stuff affects people's hair differently. Like there are some people that are like, I did Propecia and my hair is like grew back, and then some people
grew
like,
back.
There's like rare cases where it actually grows back. Wow. You go to Reddit r/tressless. It's a real treasure trove of people fighting baldness.
Wow.
I think if you have just like a little bald spot too, which it sounds like is what this guy has, that it could be, you could defeat it.
I think there's a bigger question, though.
You can beat it.
I think there's a bigger question. Would this guy look good bald? Because that is the best way to beat.
There is a power in the shaved head.
Yeah, just to embrace it.
There's
a virility to it.
I mean, it's like not everyone's going to look great with it, so there are people who should fight it, but like some people just fucking do it.
Here's my thought on this is I feel like this guy knows.
Yeah.
Like,
although if it's the bald spot one versus like the receding one, you don't see it as much.
Yeah, I don't think
much.
I would know. I mean, I guess
but
maybe you could feel it.
If he has
it,
a girlfriend, then
he
knows.
You'd feel it.
Tell the girlfriend. I think that's the thing. Bring it up with the girlfriend. Yeah.
That was their suggestion.
Yeah. And I was saying, I would say don't bring it up to him directly because then like he knows that his friends are noticing and that probably would make it feel worse.
Especially after like hacking his way up a mountain, like almost dying. Like, hey, by the way, you're bald. Really?
it's very funny that what was the name that you gave this person?
Skahoven.
Skahoven's like 4-paragraph long ball busting email. Actually, their own like solution was pretty good, which was to talk to the girlfriend.
Yeah, tell the girlfriend.
Which I think is probably a way to go about it.
That's almost meaner. It's like, by the way, I told your girlfriend that you're balding.
Well, you tell him.
Even though it's on the crown of his head, I still think he knows.
I think he might know.
There's no way that you don't know.
Yeah. I would err on the side of not telling anybody.
Yeah, because you can't get in trouble for not saying it. You can't get in trouble. No one will be like, why didn't you tell me?
In 5 years, he's bald. Like, you should have told me when you saw it starting.
Yeah, I think he knows.
But couldn't you... You've never, like, denied... Like, I've gained, 25 pounds at a time just, like, thinking that, like, fat-macking myself, like, for Always Sunny style, like, getting fat, thinking I was getting buff. And you can be in such deep denial that you don't realize it's happening.
But I think weight gain is something you can look in the mirror and be like, I think I look the same. Whereas a bald spot,
But you could just be like, maybe that's how it feels on the back of my head. I don't know.
I mean, I thought that she was just going to like tell him and be like, you're bald. But like if she's going to suggest creams and shit. They are noble intentions. Like I want to tell him so he can arrest the male pattern.
The level of ball busting made me be like, you should not say anything to this guy. You're just going to razz him.
Okay.
But when she was saying that she wanted to talk to the girlfriend, I guess it depends
how you do it.
Option C.
Okay.
She just leaves some creams and shit.
No. In the bathroom. No one will. He won't know where it came from, but it will cause him to have some introspection. Oh. Am I going bald?
Wait, so
touch,
sneaky.
Touch, 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 touch. Yeah. I am going bald.
Or just like do in the picture. Bathroom, hang another mirror.
Pretend to take, like, have some reason that you need to take a picture from
selfie.
Overhead
oh.
so he can notice it himself.
Oh. That's cool. And if he's like, oh, don't take the picture, or, like, really, like, moves his head,
then
you'll know that he knows.
Yeah, be like, let's get, I think it would be funny to get a picture where it's, like, from behind us looking at this, like, a back selfie.
Bird's eye view.
Bird's eye view.
Crown's eye down.
Here's
bald spot
do.
Up.
I know what you
an
do.
An OTS over-the-shoulder shot of us.
I know dirty. How you do it. You set up an insane charcuterie and then give
meat
it to
platter.
Him.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, oh my God, this looks so good. I need to get a picture.
And over the head of the wood board.
And over the head of the charcuterie, and I'm going to put you in it.
I want all of your solutions to start with, you set up an insane charcuterie.
You always answer by saying, we should get ham.
It could be any food.
Honestly, we should probably follow up with, because she's going to write back and say, okay, but what is, I need advice on the charcuterie. Insane charcuterie. Meats. You need little pickles. You need
tiny pickles and olives.
Cheese with the little grater that slices it.
Yeah.
Charcuterie board.
A honeycomb is kind of necessary.
Oh, that's
I'm
cool.
sorry.
That's really cool. That's tasteful.
A little bowl of nuts.
Live wood. It really should be live
and
wood.
And we haven't even gotten to the meat.
What?
Iberian ham.
Prosciutto.
A little tofu. I don't know where he stands.
Yeah, the kind where it's like a creamy brown. You don't know if it's liver or what.
Nasty if there was...
Oh, a pate?
Yeah,
a
pate.
Oh, yeah.
A pate with a little
pate.
Knife. Yeah. The little
green
circles in it. You
gotta have an assortment of little knives.
Find out his favorite meats so he's leaning in deep to eat them.
And then
so
put
that
the,
when you catch that
you put the cream on the cracker.
Yeah.
A little cream on the cracker.
Yeah.
And maybe like a little bowl of olive oil so he has to lean in.
Oh, anything tiny will help.
Yeah, a little
tiny
ramekin. A ramekin with Propecia in it.
Yeah.
It's like just one or two of them.
Oh, that's good. So you take the picture.
Yeah.
Then before you show it to him, he takes a tiny knife, dips it in the ramekin of Propecia, eats it, says, ew, what is this? And then you say, okay, I think you're ready to see this photo.
And it's the bald spot.
But don't worry, because you're working against it right now.
And when you show the picture, don't comment on the bald spot. You comment on the meats.
Yeah. Or the cheeses.
You say, wow, you really got in on those meats. Look at you hovering over this board.
Look at the rind on the pepperoni here.
Oh, yeah. You could be like, oh, all those meats. Ooh, hope there's not hormones in it because hormones can lead to higher testosterone, which higher testosterone is linked to male pattern baldness.
Is that true?
I think so.
I would have thought the exact opposite.
Hence Statham.
Thank
Hence
and
Rock.
Diesel. Enter Diesel.
Oh, wait. One more option.
Okay.
One more option. You just sit down for like a XXX, Fast and the Furious with The Rock in it. Crank. Is that the Jason Statham thing? Sit down for a marathon of those. And then at the end, you're just kind of like, what do you think about men who are bald?
Because
I know I think they're hot. And I'm trans.
You're like, dieseling.
You're like empowering them like before then.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think that's like the last option because like that's after all the crimson shit didn't work. If nothing worked and like his baldness is like really starting to speed up, that's when you like make him okay with being bald.
Right. Side note, I would love for everyone to send me pictures of their charcuterie
Hashtag Emily's charcuterie.
And their hairline.
Preferably with people's bald spots in them.
It's a plus.
Just a bald man eating a charcuterie is just kind of like my, what do you call it, my brand?
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Yeah, that's my D&D character. All right, let's take a break. Let's thank some sponsors, and we'll be back with more questions and answers with Murph and Emily.
Yeah.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias,
Babbel. Very good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti ivrit babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home.
Mm.
The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going to get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
Let's French. Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui, oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N.
You are illiterate L-N. In English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. And we're back. Hey, Murph and or Emily, do you guys have any?
On to Let's Do It in 5. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. apologies for that, but the question is, do you have any advice that people didn't necessarily ask for, but you think would help a lot of people out?
I think it would help people. Like, there's probably a lot of people at home who start watching Frasier and they think, like, this is a good show, but, like, there's too much Frasier in it.
Yeah.
And my advice is you can always scrub ahead and see when the next Niles scene is.
How?
You take your cursor, you take your little, the cursor, and then you can look at scenes that are coming up. So you can scrub ahead and then find out when the next Niles scene is and just skip to that.
So my question is,
have you started skipping the Frasier scenes?
No, not yet. I wouldn't have the audacity. Because what if he got a phone call from Niles? I would miss it. I would miss out some Niles content.
How would you describe the difference between Frasier and Niles? Because it's always like when you're creating a show, you want the characters to be so different. And I always thought Frasier and Niles were so subtly different, but like one hard to tell apart.
One is a frog and one is a tadpole.
Right. So you're saying Niles is sort of an immature Frasier.
He's not immature. He's like even slighter and even dandier.
Mm.
He's dandier, maybe. That's what I like about him.
But can you imagine pitching that show where it's like, Frasier is this, 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 and this, and also there's his brother who's pretty much the same thing, but dandier.
That show was a spinoff, so you didn't really have to pitch Frasier.
Yeah.
You did have to pitch Niles, though.
You did have to pitch Niles.
Niles wasn't on Cheers.
But then you're just like, well, here's how you pitch Niles. You're like, you know what's funny about Frasier? Let's amp it up to 11.
Yeah, crank it from 10 and a half to 11.
Wow, Niles is the Frasier of Frasier in a way. If you think about it, what Frasier was to Cheers,
Niles is to Frasier. Imagine a new show called Niles.
More Frasier than Niles.
Yes,
or than Frasier.
Could there be a character on the Niles spinoff that's more Niles?
Emily?
Oh my God.
We're watching
Maris.
Emily suddenly.
It's my dream to play Maris.
God damn it. Emily very suddenly just got into Frasier, and we've been watching Frasier, but she does not like Frasier very much. But she was like, is there a Niles spinoff? And I'm like, no, Frasier was on for like 12 years.
It's like
there's
Joey.
No time for Niles.
How old is David Hyde Pierce now?
Ooh, I'll guess 59.
Really? I'll go 56.
He's ageless because he lives on my TV.
That's correct. Do you guys have guesses? Age? I'm going to look it up.
I'm going to say, he was in Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I'm
just say the fucking age.
All right,
age,
55.
Man. Pretty good. Emily?
42.
Wow. So Emily is by far the worst guesser. I was correct.
He's still Frasier.
Yeah, you saw him in 1993.
I saw him like the other day.
And
on
he,
my
did
TV,
he look 42? Oh,
he
right.
He looked like 42.
So when Frasier was on, he was 42, but now he is 59.
59.
Okay. Yeah. Very close to 60. Here's an interesting fact. People who are 59 were born in 1959.
Huh.
It's kind of weird that way,
that's
the way math
satisfying.
Works.
Anyway, that's satisfying.
That'll be my D&D character. He's filled with mundane trivia like that. And it's interesting to him.
It could totally be like a lame wizard that doesn't know like
that,
actual magic, but like just like shows you math.
That runs a trivia night at a tavern.
Oh, no, I know who you should be.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You should be. Did you guys have in college the magic kid?
Just like a magician?
Yeah, like the kid who learned magic to try to make friends.
Oh, I had a Rubik's Cube kid. Yeah.
You were the Rubik's Cube kid.
No, but not in college. This kid was really good at the Rubik's Cube.
I was a shitty Rubik's Cube kid.
I was a bad version of that. Oh, you want me to be a poor magician?
No, like a stage magician.
Oh, so a pretty
like
good
a
magician.
Wannabe, not like, but not good. Like you're like really good at sleight of hand and stuff that people aren't that impressed by.
Right, got it.
So like not a wizard. Just a,
like in a world where people can throw fireballs, you can do awesome card tricks.
Yeah.
But it's the kind where it's like more a math trick. So I like put the cards down in three rows of seven. And I'm all right, now choose a column. All right, hold on one
and
second.
And it's always really particular. You're like, no, not that one. No, one of the front columns.
Think
not
of a number. Think of a number.
Don't grab it. Point to it.
If you divide all five numbers or add them, you get the same total. Isn't that hilarious?
Think of a number between 7 and 10. It can't
Hard one
be nine.
Swings his axe.
Oh.
Wow, it's the first time we've ever killed a guest.
Within 8 minutes
here,
of me
I'm sorry,
being
we
on
got
the
another
show.
Hour and a half, and you could just sit quietly.
Has that ever happened on the show? The guests get killed?
The guest dies? No.
It came close with Tonathan.
Oh, Tonathan did almost fall. Nathan Yaffe almost fell off a giant totem pole, essentially.
Yeah. Can you choose to die? Like, if I came on and I wanted to die within 2 hours, could you force that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could. Honestly, you could
just behave recklessly.
Yeah.
Oh, I could make it so
I mean,
I die.
We're all trying not to die, and we come close all the time.
Yeah, if you're just like, if it, they have like a ship that goes through the air. You could just be like, I jump off the airship. Really? Yeah. Okay. You fall and you die.
You could also be such a piece of shit that none of us want to heal you.
Yeah. I told you this story, but I recently played Mafia with a group of not my friends, but my girlfriend's friends.
Oh yeah. I did not hear the story. You told me to tell you.
This is great. No. So have you guys played Mafia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in Mafia, for those of you listening at home, it's like a game where like 10 people are playing and they all close their eyes and one person is secretly like killing everyone else off.
Yeah.
So when everyone's eyes are closed, his eyes are open and he's pointing to someone saying like, kill that person. And then everyone opens their eyes and there's a general discussion to try to see who's the mafia, who's the one who's actually killing people. And the point of the game is to lie. So everyone says, I'm not mafia, I'm not mafia. And then the guy who's actually mafia also says, I'm not mafia. And then people are like, oh, I think he's lying and let's put him on the trial and let's execute him or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like a witch hunt, a lot of like guessing and stuff. So
it gets heated.
Did I say this already? Within 20 minutes, everyone was yelling at me that I was ruining the game for everyone, screaming at me to go, to leave.
To leave the house?
Yes.
What?
Like the only reason. Like
your girlfriend thing? Was she what the fuck are you doing?
She was half mad at me, half in. Confused as to why this guy was genuinely yelling at me, and then half like loving the fact that everyone was yelling at me.
Someone was genuinely yelling at you?
Yes. No, more than one person. Like, why would you fucking do that? Why would you fucking do that? The only reason you do that is to ruin the game. And then his fiance is like, he's trying to ruin the game. He's trying to ruin the game. Everyone's staring at me and yelling at me after the game had ended.
Okay, wait, what did you do?
And sometimes
can I guess what you did?
Sure.
Did you did you say that you were mafia?
No, kind of. So no, I didn't know. That would be ruining the game. I didn't even do it that bad. Sometimes I tell people the story and they're like, yes, you did ruin the game. I agree with the person. Okay. Sometimes they're like, this guy overreacted. So this is what I did.
Like, no matter what, he overreacted.
Yeah, because it was a game after all. So some guy, like you vote to kill someone off and then it's like if you get 3 votes, then you kill that person off. And I saw this guy raise his hand, and as soon as there was 3 votes, he like lowered it. So I'm like, oh, I feel like this guy's mafia. He did something shady where he was trying to like save somebody. So then when it was time for a general discussion, I'm like, this guy raised his hand, and as soon as this person had enough votes to kill him, he lowered it. I think he's trying to disguise the fact that he's actually the killer, and we should kill him off. And he said, I'm actually not the killer because, and I'll tell you why, I'm the doctor. So in like advanced levels of mafia, there's the doctor who's allowed to save someone. So and
they're only allowed to save one person though, the whole
exactly.
game.
Exactly. So like they're like considered like super sacred. And he's like, I'm actually the doctor, so you guys shouldn't kill me. And then I'm like, well, you're just lying. You're just saying you're the doctor because everyone lies, and that's what you're saying. You're saying I'm the doctor, but you're not the doctor. And he's like, yes, I am the doctor. Why would I say I'm the doctor if I'm not the doctor? I'm like, because everyone fucking lies in this game. I can say like anybody can say anything. And he's like, it's too risky to say you're the doctor because then someone else would say I'm the doctor and he's lying and that would out me as lying. And then I'm like, that's not actually true because you said I'm the doctor and everyone was just waiting to hear what you were saying. And the real doctor, a.k.a. me, didn't want to interrupt you. And everyone's like, oh. I'm like, that's right. I'm the doctor. And I didn't know what the hell you were doing. So I didn't want to like say anything until you were done talking. And now that you're done talking, I want to let everyone know that I'm the doctor and he's lying. Meanwhile, I'm not the doctor. I just think he's lying.
Yeah. And you're not a mafia either.
Yeah.
No. And he's like, no, you're not the doctor. Don't say you're the doctor if you're not the doctor, like that, back and forth. And I'm like, I am the doctor. You're lying. And
is this the guy who ended up yelling at you?
Yes. And he was the host of the game.
I'm currently on your side.
Yeah, okay. Yes,
so 100%. Everyone's like, this is so fucking weird. I don't know why they're both saying they're the doctor. Let's kill them both off. They kill me. And then the next round, they kill him. And then the mafia wins because they have, like, the mafia ended up killing 2 townspeople. After they kill him, the game ended, and he's like, there's no fucking reason you should say you're the doctor if you're not the doctor. 100 times out of 100, you will lose that game. No, I'm not mad. I'm just fucking explaining to you that, like, the only reason you would do that is to ruin the fucking game. Like that. Like, seriously yelling.
Wait, was he the doctor?
Yes, he was the doctor. he was the doctor the whole time.
I'm him still even on
saying
your side,
that he's
though.
The doctor is ruining the game.
No, that was after the game was over.
Yeah, but, like, during the game, he said he was the doctor.
He said it to save his life. Like, by the way, don't kill me. I'm the doctor.
Yeah, but
wait, hang on. Here's an important thing. Amir, were you mafia?
No, I was a townsperson.
So why were you lying?
Because he believed that he was.
That's what
he was
saying.
I
understand.
Because I was saying I'm the doctor because I thought he was lying. So I was lying to prove that he was lying.
I've done shit like that. There's so much lying that happens.
But you were trying to ruin the game. You were trying to kill him because you thought he was mafia.
But he's like, you don't know that I'm mafia.
Amir was playing.
Yes, I was playing the game. I was playing the lying game.
I'm all in on your side.
You're a bad player. I don't think you ruined the game on purpose.
I don't see why. I would have done the same.
Right. It's just His
logic on a hunch.
His logic is sound, though.
Yes,
he's an experienced. Amir's logic was sound.
Who is this motherfucker?
Amir's sound.
He sounds like such a loser to be like, I'm about to get killed, and then he's like, I'll reveal that I'm the doctor.
Yes.
Like, you don't do that.
He says that's, that's professional expert strategy, because he's played a lot. So he's like, to me...
It doesn't fucking matter how much you've played.
To him, he's like... You shouldn't do that, and the only reason you did that is because you're trying to actively ruin the game. So there's two levels. One, calling me a bad player, which is fine. I'll accept that, even though I don't agree with it. But two, then taking it to the next level is like, I'm so good at the game that I did it anyway to try to ruin the game. And then other people joined in with him and were yelling at
everyone. Did anyone take your side?
A lot of people, let's say there were 8 people, 10 people playing. 4 of them were screaming at me, and 4 of them were like, this is really fucking weird.
I think it's so fucking weird. I think that I've played so much Mafia, and I've gotten into, like...
It gets heated.
Yeah, I've had, like, the room get weird and tense, but I've never had anyone, like, yell at someone. And also, I would have done what you did, because it's like... It's like, you think you genuinely believe he's lying.
Yeah.
And so you're like, let me call him out.
Yeah. You're lying.
Honestly,
the whole game is lying.
I have to tell
everyone
you.
In the game,
but you're a townsperson.
The whole game, have you ever played Mafia?
I have played Mafia.
You don't sound like you're good at it if you don't lie.
Wait, no, but why
Even
would
when you're
you?
But you're a townsperson. You're like,
why would you lie as a townsperson?
I'm telling you.
Because I'm operating on a hunch.
If I was another...
This is how I would call you out, laughing and being like, why would you do that?
Yes.
Well, because the real doctor might want to be quiet because the real doctor would not want to be killed.
Why is Amir lying about it?
If I
because
were
he thinks the
game?
Real doctor is
the guy
being
was
quiet.
The doctor.
Yeah, but he could easily have been lying.
This is both sides of the debate.
He could easily have been lying, and the real doctor is like, I don't want to say anything because then I'll be targeted by the mafia next round.
Sure.
So Amir says, okay. I'm the doctor just to get this guy to divulge, like, or just to like sow doubt among everybody and have them be willing to kill
him. It's smart. Okay. I think it's smart. If I were playing, I would have also jumped in and said, no, I'm the doctor.
Yeah.
3 doctors.
That's right. Let's all fucking lie.
What usually happens in these games is like one person gets a little heated, like they like instantly cool down. Like, oh, you killed me. Like, fuck this. And they're like mad. And then they like make another
and
drink.
Then
but everybody
like,
else
hover
is like.
Around the, hover around, like acting like they're not interested, but still watching.
Like one person max is allowed to be like real wound up. And then everybody else sort of like.
It was so wound up that like half an hour later, we were just sitting around like cooler heads had prevailed. And he's just like, I'm sorry, by the way. Like that. Like he was like inside his head, like apologizing to me. I'm like, it's fine.
So you'll like hang out with him again.
I would be fine too. I'm not eager to because, you know, he takes it very seriously. Everyone was like apologizing to me. I'm like, this is more fun than like playing a boring game to me. It's like the fact that we were all yelling at me. Like I like that kind of stuff because it's like I have a fun story out of it.
This is why I don't want to play D&D with you either.
Well, like I feel like that would be better than nothing happening. So
it's
like people apologizing to me,
so
I don't need to hear. I'm sorry. It was just like a fun story.
I think freaking out is crazy,
especially as adults, especially at a game. Like accusing me of trying to ruin the game. Like even at work, he was yelling at me like he caught me slashing his tire.
I also think you're like way more like fine to yell at you for ruining the game if you had killed like a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
But like the fact that you just got his character killed and he's like, you're trying to ruin it.
Yeah.
He's such a bad sport. It's such a bad look.
It was really fun.
That is really cool.
That was a good story. Weigh in. Let me know if you think I won. Didn't do good. 2, ruin the game. Or 3, you think this guy is a little bit crazy. And I'll name his name on your Patreon.
Awesome.
We're actually out of time, unfortunately. But we got some good stories and laughs out of it, even if we only answered one question. What's the name of your podcast?
A lot of people.
Yeah, at the very least, one.
We helped Amir work through his mafia time.
say that your podcast again, just so we're all...
Guys, check out Not Another D&D Podcast with me, Brian Murphy, Emily Axford, and Jake Hurwitz, and Caldwell Tanner.
That's right.
And soon to be featuring guest player... math wizard
Sid Green. Oh, hello. Just the normal name. Sydney James Green.
James isn't that normal.
That's a good name.
James is a
yeah.
good
name. Sydney it's James a typo. Green. A typo
it's
on his
the
birth
female
certificate.
James.
It's James.
Hi.
Call me Ginny. Opening theme song was written by Jackson, and this closing one is by Lahiru, pronounced to kind of rhyme with Amir. So I don't know how you pronounce it.
Oh, wait,
it.
Before we go, you guys have anything to plug? The book.
Here.
Oh, yeah, the book. Also, Hey You Up, did I say this already? It's coming in Netflix.
No, that's
in September.
Hot Date is the name of our show.
I mean, sorry.
Hey You Up's the book.
Hey You Up's the book. Hot Date on Netflix.
Yeah,
Hot
guys, Hot Date's coming to Netflix.
Season one is coming to Netflix in September.
Yes. Whoa, that's exciting.
Yeah, so yeah. If you didn't catch it the first time around, catch it there. And then our book is out right now, Hey You Up, How to Turn Your Booty Call into Your Emergency Contact. It's on Amazon, and it's also on Audible if you want to listen to us.
Wow. If you like the sound of their voice.
If you like the sound
if you
of
like
their
my,
voices.
My twang.
Yeah,
my
you do the whole thing in the twang. British accent, right?
Yeah.
All right. Send if you have questions for yourself, you can send it to ifireeshow@gmail.com. Murph and Emily, thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll be back next week. Bye. Later.
If I were you, 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 if I were you.
Here's a podcast, an awesome podcast with Jake and Amir. Here's a podcast, a dope ass podcast, the best of all them here. If I were you. If I were you,
if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.